Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be a part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
We are 18 days away from a midterm election. It may be the most important midterm election of our lifetime. It will dictate the direction our community, our state, our nation takes for decades to come. Could we be spending the next 2 years battling impeachment, not just of the president, but of the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh? What about issues within our state? They are so vitally important. We saw how our Republican governor vetoed 41 bills. If that governor turns out to be a Democrat, what will that mean to those 41 bills? Joining us now, an old friend, Lynn Armanino, with the Nevada Federation of Republican Women, and joins us in studio, no less. Welcome. Good to have you with us. Let me just ask you. This is a federation of women's clubs from all across the state, 16 of the 17 counties? Can you talk a little bit about how this came to be? How did all of you come together and create this grassroots effort just, 18 days ahead of a midterm election?
Well, I'll give you a little back history. We're part of the National Federation of Republican Women. They have clubs in all 50 states. We have 16 clubs here in Nevada, and Get Out the Vote right now is critical, so we... got a phone call Thursday. We had a state meeting Friday. This proposal was given to me Thursday. I said, well, let me take it to the Nevada Federation of Republican Women and see if they'll support it. It was for a series of ads on your radio station, 100 ads over 3 weeks. And I'm not going to say the amount it costs, but it's a nice, decent chunk of money, and it's not something you easily have sitting around. So I flew into Reno last Friday, was picked up, met four other ladies for breakfast, told them about this prospect, and boom, I had $500 before breakfast was over. I hadn't had my second cup of coffee, and I had $500 committed. No, in cash, my hand. So that afternoon, we met with more ladies before the next meeting, and boom, I had more money. Then we had our meeting, and at the first meeting of the weekend, At that meeting, it was regents, and the regents voted to support any shortfall. So we knew that if we couldn't raise all the money, we would be covered for what we needed. By the time I left that meeting, we had probably 45% of what we needed.
Wow.
At the next day, everybody jumped on it because it's get out the votes, because everybody is very concerned about higher taxes, about frivolous bills that would be passed, such as the second bill for the pink tax, the second question.
Personal hygiene stuff.
Which for a woman collectively is not much savings. For the state, it's significant. And it's not necessary. And if you do that, then you're going to have to not charge tax on depends. I mean, you open Pandora's box.
And we've got so many medical problems. The opioid crisis that we're trying to deal with, and that's going to cost billions of dollars to fix.
And we have sex trafficking. I mean, it goes on and on. And there are issues that we need to be paying attention to, not the pink tax. So we're all very concerned about that. And by the end of the day, we had, I want to say, about 80% of what we needed.
Wow.
Since then, Tuesday, we hit our target. So we now are another 20% over in commitments.
So you're going statewide with this, though, right?
We are all the statewide clubs. There's 16 statewide clubs.
Isn't that incredible?
It really is.
To see all of these people coming together for one grassroots reason, and that is turn out the vote. I just talked with Pat Cadell in our last hour. One of the things he said, it's going to be about turnout.
Yes, at the
national level and here in the state. Talk a little bit, because I've got people that have talked to me and they say, it's just a midterm, Trump's not on the ballot. Why should people turn out for this election? And by the way, early voting begins tomorrow. In some communities, there's only one day of early voting. Searchlight, for instance, I was down there on Sunday with Danny Tarkanian. They only have one day, it's the 24th. But check your registrar to make sure, check your sample ballot. It'll tell you when early voting begins.
And where? This midterm election is critical. One, if we don't get Republican senators and congresspeople elected, Trump won't get the support he needs. That's on a national basis. On a state-local basis, if Republicans can take the assembly, or at least get more people elected to the assembly so we can hold our own, and if we can get Wes Duncan elected, and we can get Mike Robeson elected, and of course we want Adam Laxalt elected governor, we have a chance of not becoming California. If we become California, our property taxes are going to increase. We're going to be taxed off. You know, we'll look like California, where you pay a lot, but you get very little for your money. And right now we enjoy a low tax situation.
Let me just ask you, I've had a lot of people, in particular in some races, either they're not enamored with Adam Laxalt, he's not charismatic enough, or whatever it might be. You look at the Dean Heller race, and there are people, I have people come up to me all the time, I don't know if I can hold my nose. He was a never-Trumper, he voted against repeal and replace for Obamacare, he supported the increase in the Medicaid rolls, and I just don't know if I can vote for him. Explain why Nevadans should vote for Dean Heller, how important that vote's going to be.
If we don't vote for Dean Heller, we're going to have a Democrat senator who, with 1 year into the Congress, decided to run for the Senate. She really didn't do anything. Dean Heller, like him or not, has been a big supporter of veterans. He's done multiple bills to support the veterans. President Trump is supporting Heller, so if you value your president and his opinion, get on the bandwagon and support Heller as well as Trump does. Trump has been supporting Heller repeatedly in every way he can, and he may be out here one more time in support of Heller. So if you have to hold your nose, but a vote for Heller is going to be better than a vote for the Democrat.
Lynn Armanino joining us. She is with the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. And for those that don't know, explain what this federation, all of these different clubs in all of these different counties, I think 16 of the 17 counties, explain what the mission of this federation is, and maybe some of these clubs are they targeted differently? Do they have different issues that they deal with, or are they all just Republican women's clubs?
Well, they're all Republican women's clubs, but each club is unique unto itself. Boulder City Republican Women, for example, is in Boulder City, and they are very caught up in their races locally there, and they're very effective with their races there. The Washoe Republican Women are going to be engaged in their issues. They're all the clubs are engaged federally, but locally there are also local clubs. Henderson, Southern Hills Republican Women in Henderson, is more concerned about Henderson candidates, not this year, but when we have local Henderson races. So it's a little of both, but the mission is to educate our members, and I can't tell you the number of people who are not familiar with the judges and who's a Republican and who's not, even though it's a nonpartisan race, and you want to support a Republican for judge because they will have a tendency to lean more conservatively than the Democrats. And I'd like to back up for just a moment and say, you asked me earlier about why should somebody support Adam Laxalt? He may not be as charismatic. If you look at what he did as Attorney General, he was very effective. He was very good. He is a sit in his desk, get things done, fly to Washington if he has to. He does what he has to do to get the job done. If he's a little shy, you know, that's okay. That he has a right to be who he is. The bottom line is he's effective in what he does. And I'm going to segue back to the clubs, and I'm going to say the clubs are all very grassroots. They're all banded together to see that Adam Laxalt is elected. Wes Duncan, Mike Roberson, of course, Barbara Sagaski, Secretary of State. We want to see Republicans elected at all the different levels. We want locally, we want Republicans, and statewide as well as nationally.
We are being told, and I talked to Pat Caddell about this, and President Trump did really well with women. They said he was not going to do well with women, but he did really well with women, and that's running against a woman. But yet now the Democrats continue to tell us he has a woman problem. Does this president have a woman problem?
No, he does not. The Democrats tell us whatever they think they need to say. It's not always based in fact. It's based on emotion, and even... even when they said Romney hadn't paid taxes in 10 years, they knew that wasn't true. But they said what they had to say to get him so he was not president. They were scared. They'll say whatever they have to say. The ends justifies the means. Women I know many women who supported him from day one. I did not. But I like what I see. The more I see from him, the more I like. His style doesn't offend me. I am still more offended by Bill Clinton and what he did with women. That man doesn't like women. But everybody, the Democrats won't deal with that. They deal with an unusual personality in our president. You know, he is who he is. I can't criticize him. I'm not president. He is.
And you can accept, you may not agree with him referring to Stormy Daniels as horse face in a tweet. I mean, none of us would like our kids calling other kids horse face or anything like that. But from a policy standpoint, I mean, this guy's winning. I mean, every day it's a new win.
Would I like him to behave more presidential? Certainly. Do I like what he's doing? I like what he's doing better than the way he behaves. So I have no problem supporting him. And just kudos to him and everything he's doing. He's been phenomenal. He's accomplished more than any president that I can remember. And I'm a history major. Any president that I can remember in 2 years.
Do you like politicians glomming on? I mean, for instance, a lot of politicians right now are glomming on to the president and embracing, not running away from, embracing the America First policies of this president. Is that a good thing, you think, politically? Will it help or hurt these candidates?
I think it depends on the state they're in. I think for most states it should help. But, you know, politicians do what they have to do to get reelected.
Well, I will tell you this. It's amazing what you have done, what your organization has done, and the fact that you've got all of these women's clubs coming together for one purpose, and that's get out the vote. If folks want to help you, if folks want to find a way to help you out, to amortize the cost of this marketing campaign, or maybe to create another marketing campaign that we don't even know about. How would they go about doing it?
Anybody who wants to participate in what we're doing, which is get out the vote, please go to nvfrw.org, and you can go to the documents button. You can find all the clubs listed. Find a club near you. Contact somebody on their board. Start with the president. If you can't reach him, work your way down on whoever's listed as a board member, and tell them you want to donate money, whatever you can, whether it's $50, $100, $250, and donate to the NVFRW. They will tell you how to get in touch with me.
More time slowly.
NVFRW.org.
I love that. I just love it. Are any of your organizations getting into walking or call banks or anything like that?
Oh, yes. Yes, all the clubs are doing that. Most of them, anyway, I know of. They're all very involved. I'm staggered at what these ladies do. They are grassroots, boots on the ground, involved no matter what their ages are.
Wow. Wow. Well, you'll be seeing these people out on the streets, walking neighborhoods with clipboards, with tablets. And I'm assuming you do need volunteer help over the course of the next 18 days?
I would get in touch with Dean Heller's office, Danny Tarkanian's office, your local assembly person, your local state person, Barbara Sagaski, any of the state positions, and ask them how you can help. They'll give you the office location. They always need people to call, write postcards, walk neighborhoods. You can get involved.
I love that. Lynn Armanino, always fun to see you. Thank you so much. It's amazing what one person beginning a movement, and all of a sudden you've got federations from all across the state participating in a Get Out the Vote program. I think it's great. Congratulations to you, to your organization, and we'll see how it goes. Early voting tomorrow, and then 18 days from now, Election Day. I'm so excited.
Thank you, but don't give me credit for this. It was actually a club member who called somebody in your office who was told they should call me. They called me, but I didn't start the snowball.
Okay.
I just facilitated it.
You did a good job of facilitating. I love
Thank
that word.
You.
Lynn Armanino, it's an amazing statewide phenomena that's going on right now as Nevada Federation of Republican Women trying to get out the vote 18 days from now. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
This is James Dean Levitt, and I am running for judge. For the past 35 years as a missionary, lawyer, regent, and candidate for judge, I have dedicated my life to helping young men and women discover their unlimited potential in becoming productive members of society and inspiring them to change and improve their lives. This is why I am running to be the next judge in Justice Court Department 1, and I am humbly asking for your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect James Dean Levitt.
Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Yeah, places like Indio and Thermal and Palm Springs and Indian Wells, Rancho Mirage. Yeah, we are everywhere. Hey, don't forget, all in-studio guests, including Lynn Armanino, receive a bottle of Real Water. With Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help you, it'll help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. You want to save even more money? Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. I'm a customer, so is Wayne Allen Root, and we love it. And they bring it right to our front door. I just so love it. Yesterday, by the way, was delivery day. A happy day around the Wall household. Because not only are we enjoying Real Water, but we're saving a ton of dough in the process. Stick around. Oh, by the way, realwaterhomedelivery.com. Coming up on the other side, more from the president's speech in Missoula, Montana. This guy was on it. Also, Beto O'Rourke, a town hall on CNN last night. You're never going to guess what he said. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us on this Friday. I know you have a busy life and a lot of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview, you want to hear my take on a current hot button issue, then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. In fact, try it out now. Go to kevinwallradio.com. If you missed a part of yesterday's show or an interview, no problem. It's always there. At 3 o'clock every afternoon, we post that day's show. So we're good. We are very good. There is breaking news from the CD3 race between Danny Tarkanian and Susie Lee. And joining us now is Danny Tarkanian, who was with me in Searchlight. I don't know who won that game, that pickup game of basketball between you and your kids. But what we caught it on tape, and it was really cute. It was a good moment. Who won, by the way? Did you win?
Jerry always wins. Whether he has the most points or not, he always wins.
Oh.
The little one.
No, that was first of all, just very quickly, just recap. That was so much fun in Searchlight. It was unfortunate that the volunteer fire department had to go out to a fatality shooting right in the middle of our event, and they got on their radios and they jumped on the fire truck and they were gone.
Yeah, it was a wonderful event. We had a lot of people from the community. You're right, it was quite a shock to see the firemen jump, run out of there, and then to find out what happened. But it was a nice event that they put on for us, and we had a nice time meeting the people in Searchlight.
Danny, I just learned this morning that there is breaking news on the legal front. You obviously, and we've talked a lot about it on this show and elsewhere, that you have sued for defamation and won. You are currently suing Jackie Rosen for defamation, and all indications are you're going to win that one too. But there's breaking news. Tell me what's happening.
Well, we added the DCCC, which is a Democrat congressional committee, to the lawsuit with Jackie Rosen because they paid for most of the ad that was used in the last race that was defamatory. And, in fact, they're using some of the same ad language in this campaign. We had a statute of limitation for you people that aren't legal scholars. You have to sue within a certain time period or you lose a right to do so. And that was going to end this weekend. So we added the DCCC to the lawsuit. I think it's one of the few times that a candidate has ever sued a super PAC from the opposing party. I will promise you we'll be the first one that will win. The judge actually already said in his first hearing that we had a likelihood of success in this case because they're using virtually the identical languages. The lawsuit had already won a defamation lawsuit on.
Is there a reason why you waited to add the DCCC? Did you get additional information somewhere?
No. First of all, I didn't know the DCCC was actually on the ad originally. We found out after it already filed the lawsuit against Rosen. And we've been in an appeal process. Rosen's, because her motion to dismiss was thrown out, she's spending as much money as she can appealing it to every other level she can to run up our costs. So it's still on appeal to the Supreme Court now. In fact, it's amazing. Her argument isn't that what she said isn't true. Her argument is, well, it's the First Amendment and it's a political campaign, so we can say anything we want. Isn't that a sad disposition of our society and our political process when a candidate thinks that just because you're running for office, you can say anything you want and you're not liable for defamation and slander?
Let me ask you, Danny. I've talked to a lot of people. I was talking to Pat Cadell, the pollster, this morning on the show, and I'm hearing from more and more people that people are just getting turned off by the lies, the innuendo, the half-truths. You know, I know you've traveled CD3 extensively. Are you finding that when you talk to voters that they just had enough to hear with that stuff?
No. Listen, the people that follow politics, they say that. They're sick of it. They're tired of it. They don't like it. But the people that don't follow that much, that are just now getting engaged because it's getting close to the election, it influences them, and that's why they run those ads. I'm here in Boulder City right now at I guess you call it it's a sale of old furniture and stuff. And I'm sat down, I'm speaking to two ladies, and very nice ladies, and they said, you know, we really want to vote for you, but those ads, they really make us concerned. Did you do those type of things? So I said to him, I said, well, what do they say? I mean, they said you stole money. I said, well, isn't that illegal? And she said, yeah. And I said, well, we're not being jailed then? She goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, do you think they're true? And she goes, well, probably not. So, you know, it's amazing. It has an effect on people, even though they know that these things can't be true, or I would be in jail or hiding under my bed hoping nobody found out about it. But it affects them, and that's why they run them. Look, the Democrat Party is running $7.6 million in TV right now, over $5 million in my race. Over $5 million of it are these lying and deceitful ads. They're spending the majority of it on it because it influences the undecided voters. And until the undecided voters take a stand and say, we're not going to vote this way anymore, they're going to continue to vote that to run those ads. And if you're tired of them, then vote against people that run those ads.
I remember back even to your race against Michael Roberson, where they ran tons of those kind of ads. Did you see in that primary? Did you see the needle move, whether among independent voters or otherwise? Did it make an impact in that race because you ended up beating them?
Yeah, but we won the early voting by 10%, and we only won Election Day by 5%. They spent $1.6 million the last 9 days during early voting running those ads, and we dropped 5%. So, yeah, they definitely work.
Let me just ask you, you got 18 days. Early voting begins tomorrow, except in places like Searchlight, where they have one day, the 24th of October. Can you talk about where you see the race right now? You've seen both public polling and internal polling. Tell me what you're seeing.
I've seen four polls in the last 10 days, and one of them had us tied, one of them had us up one, another one had us up two, and another one had us up six. I know that we were behind earlier, right after the primary, so we're moving in the right direction. I think the biggest real difference in this race, as in past races, is a lot of these attack pieces have already been saturated into the people's mind that are voting. And so I was already starting at a disadvantage, and now they're finally getting a chance to hear our response and where we've proven that they're not true. We're running an ad discussing how I've already won a defamation lawsuit on it and don't believe it. I think that's helping turn some people's minds. It's great to be moving in a positive direction and probably slightly ahead going into the voting, but it's so close. Anything can happen. So we're out here working our tail off. I've been in Boulder City today. I was shaking hands with people in front of the credit union on that, as I mentioned, the sale right now. We're going to go to the pumpkin patch next. We're going to get out and do as much voter contact as we can until Election Day.
That's the best way to explain away these ads is look them in the eye, tell them the truth. The truth shall set you free. Danny, always good, man. Give my best to your family, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. Danny Tarkanian joining us, running in CD3 and adding the DCCC. The Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee. I believe that's what that is. And they spend gazillions of dollars every election cycle. A lot of them on ads just like you've seen. Well, that's Danny Tarkanian telling you the truth. Anyway, and by the way, he would be in jail. If all that stuff were true, he would be in prison for a long time. But he's not. Because I think in general it's not true. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More from the president. He was in Missoula, Montana last night. He will be in Arizona, Mesa, Arizona tonight. And then tomorrow at 11, he'll be in Elko. To those of you that don't have tickets and you want tickets, make sure you get them in advance. DonaldJTrump.com. DonaldJTrump.com. That's the way to do it. And I urge you to get there early. If it's like the rally here at the convention center, people were getting there at like 7 in the morning for a 6 o'clock event. I mean, it was that crazy. But I would urge you to get there at least 2 to 3 hours in advance to make sure you get in. And then once you get in, to make sure you get either prime seating or prime standing room. I mean, you can stand right up against the podium just about. It's great. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. Ooh, and by the way, did I mention coming up next? The Friday song. We can't have Friday without the Friday song. Am I right? We'll do that and more coming up live and local. now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4, paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
The U.S.-Mexican border is overrun by Mexican drug cartels, drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, illegal immigration, and violence. President Trump asked governors in the Southwest to send National Guard troops to the border to help out just until Trump builds a wall. But Adam Laxalt refused President Trump's request to send Nevada National Guard troops to the border. But Ryan Bundy will work with President Trump and defend our border. Vote Ryan Bundy for Nevada governor. Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I always get excited when we get closer to Rico Aller. The owner of Carson Insulation, and he's a refugee from the People's Republic of California, living in the Carson City area, and by the way, I love it. A guy that's willing to put his livelihood on the line, move it across the state line, and I think it's tremendous. I want to get to President Trump. I promised you yesterday that we'd have highlights from his speech. He was absolutely brilliant last night in Missoula, Montana. For those of you that are going to the speech in Elko tomorrow, this will give you a little sneak preview of maybe what to expect. This was how he wrapped up this speech in front of thousands in an airport hangar in of all places, Missoula, Montana.
For the sake of our freedom and for the sake of our children, we are going to work, we are going to fight, and we are going to win, win, win. Remember, I told you that. Been telling you that for a long time. We're winning again. Our country is respected again. I can tell you, I meet the leaders of other countries. They say, Mr. President, congratulations. You know that we have the hottest economy, as big as we are. We were going down. We have the hottest economy on earth. People are moving back in. We're winning again. We're respected again. We will not bend. We will not break. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never surrender. And we will always fight on to victory. Because we are American and our hearts bleed red, white, and blue. You know that. We are one people. We are one family. And we are one glorious nation under God. And together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Montana. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He'll be thanking all of Nevada tomorrow, 11 o'clock. It's so exciting. I mean, it really, honestly is. It is so exciting, and I'll simply tell you, that crowd in Missoula, Montana, that is, I believe, his first ever appearance in Montana as President of the United States, and they loved it. They absolutely loved it. I'll just tell you, when the President rolls up in Air Force One, and those of you in Elko will understand what I'm talking about, and I'll expect your phone calls on Monday. Okay. I'll just tell you, it's incredible. It's unbelievable. Anyway, you know what today is? Today is the day that we celebrate. You know, a lot of you go to happy hour later. A lot of you, are hanging out with friends and family. Because today, believe it or not, today is the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go, folks.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Yeah, Friday's the day that we try to take ourselves a little less seriously. We let our hair down. We have fun.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Oh, come on. You know better than that. You know. It's Friday. Oh, yeah, you know it's Friday. Great to have you with us on this Friday edition, live and local now, all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, morning, Kevin. Look, I wanted to make a point. The Democrats are very, very quiet when it comes to the firearms issue. After 1 October, they were really boisterous. Even Mr. Sisolak, we're going to ban this, ban that. It's pretty much a habit that as an election approaches, They are going to stay quiet because Republicans and Democrats own firearms. And if they come down to voting for freedom, anti-gunners lose. So they're not saying anything right now. But if they would hypothetically win, they would start to pass laws banning guns. And I want to make a point, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, they're putting pylons on the strip to prevent a car from being used as a weapon to kill people. They're not coming to take your cars away. They're taking steps to prevent a car from being used as a weapon. Yet when it comes to a constitutionally owned firearm where you have a right to own it, something happens and they want to take them away. So that doesn't make any sense. They should be addressing the issue of firearm misuse by criminals that are in illegal possession and people that are on psychiatric drugs, mixing it with alcohol, just like Paddock did. He was on Valium and he was drinking, and the side effect of Valium and alcohol is violent behavior. But they're not saying that. But anyway, I'm urging all Democrats and Republicans that are gun owners, vote for your Second Amendment, not for the candidate whose party you belong to. Vote for freedom. Whichever candidate you believe will deliver that is the person that you want to vote for. And this year, there are no Democrats in that category.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, thanks for letting me speak.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call. You want to join us? Maybe you agree with Paul. Maybe you disagree with Paul. That's okay. No, that's okay. It's all right to disagree. Even to disagree with the host. Yeah, here's the number, 844. The number 2, Nevada, all spelled out. That's 844-263-8232. For those of you that don't know, we get together each and every day. And we talk about the issues of the day. The president last night in Missoula, Montana, said this election is going to be about Kavanaugh, the caravan, and common sense. Kavanaugh, the caravan, and common sense. And we're going to see. We'll have polling out, I'm sure, over the next few days that'll tell us if that message resonated. I'm guessing you'll hear it again in Missoula, in Mesa, Arizona. And again tomorrow in Elko. And we'll see if that message resonates with voters. I think it will. I think people want no part of the chaos, Kavanaugh. I mean, on and on. No, I'm serious. I think it's highly possible, you know, this so-called blue wave election might turn red. Remember the optimism Dems had ahead of the presidential election? They even scheduled the victory party for Hillary in a place with a glass ceiling so she could literally break the glass ceiling. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Friday. It is live and local now. Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. paid for by Gun Owners of America.